Hello friends, today's tens on duty are the tens of North America, Midwest 10, Chicago, St. Louis, Michigan, Queens, and let's hear Queens. Queens, please, go ahead.
Hi everyone, it's such a joy to be a part of this preparation to bring the Midwest of the United States, which is a unity between multiple groups, and friends from the Queens group, the tens here. We joined together to raise a common hisaron towards the world kli. That's what we want to do during the lesson, to build that masach between us in love, in care, in trepidation before the Creator, in fear and awe. And I wish for all of us to succeed in this preparation together, because without each other, we really don't have the foundation to appeal to the Creator with. Plus, we have the whole world that we really need to stand up for and voice their hisaron in a right manner towards the Creator. L'chaim to you guys, and we're going to Chicago.
Good morning, friends, World Kli. We're going to read from Baal HaSulam, Shamati 11, Joy with Trembling. Joy is considered love, which is existence. This is similar to one who builds for himself a house without making any holes in the walls. You find that he cannot enter the house, as there is no hollow place in the walls of the house by which to enter the house. Therefore, a hollow space must be made through which he will enter the house. Therefore, where there is love, there should also be fear, as fear is the hollow. In other words, one must awaken the fear that one might not be able to aim to bestow. Again, joy is considered love, which is existence. This is similar to one who builds for himself a house without making any holes in the walls. You find that he cannot enter the house, as there is no hollow place in the walls of the house by which to enter the house. Therefore, a hollow space must be made through which he will enter the house. Therefore, where there is love, there should also be fear, as fear is the hollow. In other words, one must awaken the fear that one might not be able to aim to bestow.
Question for the active workshop. How do we help each other to awaken this fear that we can't bestow to the Creator? One more time. Question for the active workshop. How do we help each other to awaken this fear that we can't bestow to the Creator?
That should be the spirit in the society, in the ten. We're working on it. We make sure to constantly bestow to the society and through it to the Creator, and we're showing examples to each other. And this is our essence. Without this, what are we doing here anyway? So we're talking about it. We're showing examples. The feeling should be as if I'm afraid to lose something very dear to me. Because without it, one cannot feel. Feeling is tasteless. And that is also an examination for us. And if I don't have fear, if I'm not afraid to lose it, that means that I don't really love anyone. Yeah, fear should be from not bestowing and caring enough for the friends. Fear is the true fear accumulates by the reforming light. Therefore, we have to pray for each other so that He will cleanse us till we will reach this true fear. It's an example, a personal example from the attitude of each and every friend in the ten. The friend should be impressed that every thought, every gesture, every movement I make, I'm not missing the opportunity of giving contentment to the Creator. We have to constantly not forget that we need a deficiency, a chisaron, for something we don't really want, because we don't even know what it is. And that is why we need help from each other to constantly advertise how great, how important this thing is, and how much it is worthwhile for all the friends to have. Because we're going to be apart from something very great, very important, and we're going to implement something, well, the entire purpose of creation. There's nothing greater than that. Yeah, this is the advertisement we do for ourselves. By that we also strengthen our position in that point of how important it is, how much we need to be in fear that we might miss this opportunity. And once again, it strengthens our interdependency on each other, and that we're also committed and obliged towards each other, and by that we commit to the Creator. This whole system will always focus us on this most important point, which is our first commandment, fear. This is a state after we can give the Creator contentment, and practically we're in a complete state. But we have to awaken the greatness and the importance of the Creator even more. This honor of the Creator, we need to keep adding constantly, keep adding to the work in our effort to unite, so that we won't stop at any point. We should constantly add this additional exertion, this extra exertion. We don't know. Well, this is a kind of feeling that we want to feel the Creator even more, to give Him even more contentment.
We have a silent workshop. Question is, how can we take the hollow that we've now created between us into the lesson? Again, silent workshop. How can we take the hollow we've now created between us into the lesson?
Shalom, Merot Kerut.